This is episode number 2261 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 29th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Brad Pitt's now the proud owner of a historic home.
Really?
Yeah. Brad has reportedly purchased a $40, well, he wishes it was 40 bucks, $40 million home in Carmel Highlands.
$40 million? Wow.
I love Carmel and I love the Carmel Highlands.
Wow.
It's on the California coast.
Million.
Yeah. It's located
on a ton of money.
It is. It's a crap ton. Located on a seaside, and he can afford it.
Well, I guess.
Located on a seaside bluff and marking one of the most expensive real estate deals ever made in the area.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I'm telling you, it's just, and you know this.
It's gorgeous up there. I'm from that area. Gorgeous. It's beautiful. Yeah.
The Cliffside Bungalow, a $40 million bungalow
in the Highlands, okay.
It's said to be known as the D.L. James House.
Okay.
So it's named after the American writer who commissioned its design in 1918.
All right. Gotcha.
It was designed by Charles Sumner Green of the influential 20th century architecture firm Green & Green.
Okay.
So he just lost his battle with ex Angelina Jolie on the sale of her portion of a French winery recording studio.
That's right.
Without Brad's permission, which I do not understand. Judge has ruled that Brad cannot block the sale.
Yeah. I mean, you know, well, he didn't own that half of it. She did.
Yeah, but if they were partners, she should have to tell him, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and he thought that too, but of course she's got a better lawyer.
But oh, that's what it comes down
to. He's busy
yeah.
spending $40 million on a house in Carmel, so right. You know he's been a little preoccupied. $40 million. That is
another
crazy
reason for me to go visit Carmel and Carmel Highlands.
Now I am from that area. Uh-huh. I grew up in that area. I think I lost my virginity on the Carmel Beach. No, maybe not. I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time ago. But anyway, you didn't need to know that. I know too much information. There's some gorgeous, gorgeous homes there, but they're very small in comparison to, like, you know, your typical California ranch.
Well, don't know about the Highlands, though, because the Highlands, it's a very little community. It's a bit more sprawl. It's more enclave.
I have a story about the Highlands, too.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was a young buck, I chauffeured a limousine for a week. Not just any limousine. It was Sonny and Cher's limousine that had been sold to some promotion company in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And I actually picked up clients' kids in the Carmel Highlands and took them to school at the private school on 17 Mile Drive in Pebble Beach.
Wow.
And I barely got that thing in there because the roads are really skinny. Yeah. Really skinny. And going down the hills right there on the cliffside, $40 million, memory serves. That's a bunch.
You want to talk about what else you did in that limo?
No, I don't want to talk at all about that. Why do you even know that? Would I share that with you too? Anyway.
First off, I need to send a very, very sincere get well wishes to Amy Grant.
Oh, yeah. She had a bike accident.
Yeah. She tumbled off her bike. She got hospitalized.
Yeah.
She's still in the hospital. Oh. And she's okay.
They're just doing some observation. Sure. You know, she had heart surgery last year.
A couple years ago, heart surgery.
They're going to keep a close eye on
her. I've always been such an Amy Grant fan.
Well, we wish her all the best. Absolutely do. And she's Kennedy Center honoree
George Clooney.
George Clooney,
Amy Grant, Kennedy Center honoree. I will be watching that.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Britney Spears revealed on Thursday. We went from
from Amy Grant up on high to Britney Spears down on low. That's us.
See, you followed exactly where I was going with that.
That's us.
Britney Spears revealed on Thursday that she stepped foot inside a bar for the first time ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know.
That seems shocking.
Hard to believe.
First time ever
in the history of ever.
Wow.
While sitting at the bar of a restaurant and enjoying a cocktail with her assistant, she recorded the milestone on her Insta story.
Of course she did.
This is my first time in a bar. First time, she said.
Even for karaoke night.
I feel so fancy and I feel so sophisticated. So Brittany sarcastically captioned her videos, "So glad they took my rights away for 13 years to have a cocktail.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful, y'all."
Y'all. Wow.
Throughout the years, her team and family have been adamant about keeping her away from alcohol.
Well, I get it. Because, you know, she's got some issues, and so anything that's mind-altering, probably not good for Brittany.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Especially with certain medications.
Right.
Yes.
Well, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you should not be drinking and taking certain medications, and we know she takes meds, so, you know.
So, chances are, she's already been drinking.
Well, of course she's been drinking, but not in a bar. And if you're famous...
Uh-huh.
Remember, Britney Spears is famous in reverse now. She was famous when she was little and young.
Yeah.
And now she's, oh, so nobody cares. She can go to a bar. I don't think anybody's going to bug her. Maybe a couple of dudes will come up to her and go like, "Oh, Britney, can you sign my arm or whatever?"
People may bug her still.
I mean,
but still.
But not like it would have been back in the day.
No, she would have been mobbed.
When James Avery was 45 and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No, she
And you were how old?
She didn't belong in a bar back then, that's for sure. So,
throughout the years, her team and family have been adamant.
Her team.
You know, they were adamant about keeping her away from the alcohol.
Yeah, no.
Adamant.
No, I got it.
And I had to reiterate that.
For good reason.
But back in 2018, Page Six reported that her team had banned alcohol from being served backstage while she was on tour.
Well, that makes sense, too.
Additionally, a clause in her
Her to finish the show.
Well, there was a clause in her 13-year conservatorship that stated she could not drink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Britney's free, baby. Britney's free. Her tatas are free, and now she's free to drink on her own. And our apologies to Halle Berry today. We didn't talk about her at all. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.